Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the men who escaped from the DeKalb County Jail are back in custody. An executive at the Atlanta Housing Authority has been charged with fraudulently collecting Section 8 housing payments. And UGA researchers find your pain medication may reduce your body's ability to fight infection.
Clinicians need to be aware that the risk might be higher in such patients and need to consider that factor when prescribing opioids.
Today is Tuesday, December 23rd. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Three incarcerated men who escaped DeKalb County Jail yesterday are now back in custody. DeKalb County Sheriff Melody Maddox announced that three men were found with intelligence from the U.S. Marshals Service after taking a rideshare car to Miami. The men were reportedly armed and dangerous, but no injuries related to their escape have been reported. Sheriff Maddox did not disclose how the men were able to escape the jail, but alluded to aging infrastructure that the county would need funding to fortify. A senior vice president at the Atlanta Housing Authority has been charged with engaging in a scheme to fraudulently collect Section 8 housing payments. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Georgia says Tracy Denise Jones is also charged with pandemic relief fund fraud and mortgage fraud. Housing Authority staff are generally prohibited from receiving Section 8 payments for their own properties. Jones is accused of using shell companies and a fake name to hide Section 8 payments she received for her rental house. Jones was arraigned last week. This case is being investigated by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Office of Inspector General. Jones is not listed on the Atlanta Housing Authority's website. The organization did not respond to GPB's request for comment. Opioid medication reduces pain, but it may also reduce the body's ability to fight infection. That's according to new research from the University of Georgia. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
Hospitalized people who used opioid medication were more likely to develop C. diff infection. The highly infectious pathogen causes nausea and diarrhea and spreads quickly. Pooja Gopale is a PhD candidate and study author in UGA's College of Pharmacy. She says most at risk are people with compromised immune systems, such as older adults and people with renal or liver disease.
Clinicians need to be aware that the risk might be higher in such patients and need to consider that factor when prescribing opioids and also monitor patients on opioids for any signs and symptoms of C. diff.
Gopale says more study is needed to better understand the relationship between opioids and C. diff infection. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones has appointed Sally Grubbs to serve on the Georgia State Election Board. Grubbs is first vice chair of the Georgia GOP. She has frequently aligned herself with President Donald Trump and Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and has campaigned for leadership posts on a platform of preserving election integrity. In a statement, GOP Chairman Josh McCoon says Grubbs has, quote, a strong record of leadership and a deep commitment to election integrity. The State Election Board is tasked with ensuring the fairness and legality of state elections. She replaces Rick Jeffries, who has resigned. The Chatham County Board of Elections has a new supervisor. The Current reports Brooke Schreiner comes to Chatham from Butts County, where she served as Director of Elections and Registration for 5 years. Prior to that, she held the same position in Henry County for a decade. She succeeds Billy Wooten, who had been expected to step away from the job before next year's midterm elections. Schreiner will officially assume her new post on February 2nd. The Toccoa, Georgia-based consumer lender First Franklin Financial Corporation will pay $750,000 to some former employees to settle a disability discrimination suit. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission announced today that the suit originating in 2022 alleged First Franklin denied reasonable accommodations to its employees with disabilities and offered no alternative accommodations. In one case, the company allegedly fired a man after he requested a short leave to handle multiple medical conditions contributing to heart attacks. In addition to the monetary relief, First Franklin will update its employment policies and provide training for employees who handle disability accommodation requests. A team of astronomers captured images of two stars exploding with unprecedented clarity using Georgia State University equipment. GPB's Amanda Andrews explains their findings were published this month.
The images were captured with Georgia State's Center for High Angular Resolution Astronomy, or CHARA, telescope array on a mountaintop in California. Scientists combined the images to complete observation of two stellar explosions known as novae in real time. Previously, scientists could only make educated guesses about what that kind of stellar event would look like. CHARA director Gail Schaefer says they saw variations in how the two stars exploded.
The second one that we caught that year, it was a very slow evolving nova. For that one, it took about 50 days before like the outer layers kind of exploded outward.
This study will begin to help scientists answer questions about how stars live, die, and affect their surroundings. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
In a Georgia city known for its historic buildings, an iconic structure is up for sale for the first time in about a century and a half. GPB's Orlando Montoya reports on the Savannah Cotton Exchange.
The 1886 red brick building was a center of the global cotton trade for about four decades. Its facade includes motifs of the crop. And inside, Ann Bosey of real estate firm Engel & Völkers says,
"It's like a time capsule. You walk into the foyer and then you go into the trading floor, and the energy is still there."
For the last about 50 years, the state's oldest Masonic lodge has used it, but declining membership and increasing maintenance costs have prompted a sale. The real estate firm is listing it at $10 million and suggests uses including an event facility, a restaurant, or luxury apartment. For GPB News, I'm Orlando Montoya.
The Governor's Office of Highway Safety is urging drivers not to drink and drive this holiday season. Deputy Director of the Governor's Office of Highway Safety, Captain Maurice Raines, says that avoiding drinking and driving can prevent a tragedy.
Everybody knows that these things are completely 100% preventable. No one has to drink and drive. No one has to make that selfish, unnecessary choice on getting on our roadways during the holiday season.
Officials say that Georgians should make arrangements for a ride if they plan to drink alcohol and should encourage their loved ones to do the same. State troopers arrested more than 360 people for impaired driving last holiday season. A leading New York City hip-hop broadcaster is expanding to include a special focus on Atlanta. Hot 97 News plans to launch next month Hot 97 News Atlanta, a daily one-hour live news show focused on the Atlanta metro area. The show will focus on news, music, and entertainment and feature community conversations hosted by Lana Harris, an Atlanta native with more than a decade of broadcast experience, and Atlanta-based comedian Rondell Smith. Hot 97 News Atlanta will air on WHOT-TV 66 in Atlanta and stream across major platforms starting in January. In the NBA, the Chicago Bulls come to Atlanta to face the Hawks tonight in a bid to keep their three-game winning streak alive. Tonight's game is the third meeting this season between the two teams. The Bulls won the previous matchup 152-150 in what was the NBA's highest scoring game this season. Atlanta is 9-10 against the Eastern Conference, and Chicago is 10-10 against conference opponents. And that is a wrap on this edition of Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, check gpb.org/news. And remember to subscribe to this podcast. We're going to be taking some time off for the holiday, but the GPB news teams will still be working. You can keep up with the news at gpb.org, on the GPB app, or tune in to GPB Radio. If you've got feedback for this podcast, we would love to hear from you, even over the holidays. Email us. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next week.